You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. In the studio now, Bill Geiger. Our conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management. Bill, welcome back to the Biz Lunch.
Good afternoon, sir.
We should have just been recording what we were talking about during the break, because I was pretty interested in that. The news this week about Sears, right?
Right.
And you know, I've been talking about Sears on this show for a long time, and the fact that it kind of was inevitable that things were going to happen, and now we talked about them filing bankruptcy, and that has a big impact on people who are holding a Sears pension.
Well, it does, unless you took the lump sum option. Let me tell you what that means. A lot of pensions, including Sears.
Before we get to that,
yes, though,
So if I'm holding a Sears pension,
yes,
and I see the news that they're going to file, you know, Chapter 11, I'm starting to freak out. I'm going to lose my pension. Well, I see from the government, we've talked about this government board that protects these pensions.
Benefit Guarantee Corp.
PBGC. That they're covered, that these workers are going to be protected.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean, not necessarily?
Not necessarily. You remember the story about my father, the company he worked for, declared bankruptcy, just like Sears is doing. And the PBGC came in. That's the first thing that happens. They took over the pension. The second thing that happened is they cut my father's pension in half for the rest of his and my mother's life.
So his pension was protected, but it wasn't
fully
full
protected.
Pension. Right, right.
It wasn't fully protected. He didn't lose it completely, but he lost half of it.
So the Sears workers are hearing from the government that their pension is protected. Should
not sleep too well yet.
Right. Okay.
There's a review process that the PBGC goes through. The Sears pension plan is $1.5 billion underfunded. I mean, it has $1.5 billion less than what they need.
Right.
My guess is they get done with the review process, there's going to be cuts to those pensions. Whether it's a little or a lot, we don't know yet.
Okay, so then that brings us to people who, when they were retired, might have been offered a lump sum.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but a lot of pensions, like Sears had this too, is you had the option that you could take a big chunk of money at the beginning of your retirement and take that money and go create your own pension
right.
plan. And a lot of folks did that, particularly higher compensated people did that. And they're just fine right now.
Because they've got their money in other vehicles.
They got their money in other vehicles. And this is the problem with pensions. You retire with a pension from a company that you used to work for, you have to depend upon your company making great financial decisions for the next 25 or 30 years.
So I don't know about you, Bill, but I've been playing the Mega Millions game in my mind.
I'm ready.
And I'm taking the lump sum there. But that's kind of what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Because you take the lumps, you look at the, you know, guaranteed over time, it's a bigger number than the lump sum.
Yeah, if over time ends up working out.
Or if you live that long.
If you got a $900 million pension, I mean $900 million lottery, and you take $500 and some million, you don't have to worry about the health of the pension plan.
And that's what we're talking about, right?
You're taking I'm going back and forth.
Yeah, you're taking a lower number, potentially lower number, but you've got in control of it, and it's going to pay off dividends for you down the road.
Yeah, and in most cases, you can do as well as privately as what your pension would have been, sometimes more.
Right.
On top of that, in a traditional pension, when you and your wife are gone, there's zero left. If you create your own private pension using that lump sum, at the end of you and your spouse's life, there may be a legacy for your kids.
Well, people who go through this, I think, are tortured by the decision. Is it always the right thing to do to take the lump sum?
It's not, but it's a question you should ask.
Okay.
And we help people with this all the time, Steve. This is, I mean, literally all the time, because there's a lot of pension in this area, and we run the calculations, and we help them decide what's the best course to take.
All right, let's go in the Wayback Machine. It's 3 years ago. I'm retiring from Sears.
Yeah.
And I knock on your door and say, Bill, I'm about to retire. I can collect a pension, or they're going to give me a lump sum. What do we look at, or how do we get it done with you?
Well, we look at how big that lump sum is. We look at what kind of payments you can create on your own. Okay. And if it's anywhere close to what your projected annuity payments are going to be from the pension, it's a no-brainer, Steve.
Right.
Because you have control, and you end up with something left as a legacy.
We talk about this all the time, about the beauty of knowing or having some confidence that you know the money's there and it's going to be there for you.
Yeah, and that used to be the strength of pensions.
Well, I was going to say, that's what I always thought. That's why I was envious of people with a full pension.
Yeah, that used to be the strength of pensions. But now, I mean, there are so many underfunded pensions in this country. They won't tell you that, right. But when you dig underneath the numbers, you can find out that they are truly underfunded. And with companies being bought and sold like Chinese checkers,
right.
the new owner may not like to have that pension anymore.
So so let's say you're not retired yet, but you're getting close, and you are at a pension system. Can you pre-retirement go to your employer and say, "Do I get it?" I mean, should people start planning now to look at the question that maybe I could get a lump sum?
Oh yeah, if you're in late 50s, early 60s, and you got a pension, you should be asking this question, or you should be getting some help with this.
I've been asking because I've got a couple small pensions. I've been looking into it because of
yeah.
you. Yeah,
Steve. Anybody out there is listening, folks, if you're in the audience listening, you have that option, give us a call. We can help you make the right decision. And, Steve, I know you're going to talk about a complimentary plan for folks. We'll do that as part of your plan also.
Excellent, Bill. Great to see you again. We'll do it a couple of weeks or so.
Good to see you, sir.